In a few days, the NAACP's annual convention will take place in Baltimore, Maryland. But this year is unlike other years. So far, they have no response from the White House as to if President Trump or any of his cabinet members will attend the event. Hillary Shelton of the NAACP.
As usual, we have invited the President of the United States to address our full body of delegates and members from all over the country and even military bases throughout the world. As such, we submitted an invitation to President Trump to address the NAACP, as presidents of either party have addressed us over 108 years of operations in the United States. We've been disappointed thus far that we've heard nothing from the administration or the White House as to whether he'll be able to join us.
The NAACP's invitation for the president to address the conventioners was submitted in January.
Was very proudly and graciously submitted to the president through the White House in January, literally 1 week after his inauguration. We've checked him on a number of occasions to see of his availability. We've gotten no word back one way or another. It is still our hope that President Trump will agree to come and address the NAACP and speak to the issues important to our constituency.
A note for history's sake, the last sitting U.S. presidents have all attended and addressed the conventioners at the NAACP. Former President Bill Clinton, former President George W. Bush, former President Barack Obama. Also Republican candidates for president at the NAACP convention, to include Mitt Romney, as well as John McCain. Then presidential candidate Donald Trump never showed up at the NAACP convention. April Ryan, AURN News.